This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. We've been hearing for almost two decades there's a Michigan brain drain. It's true there's been an out-migration of college degree young people headed for Chicago or Washington or California, but that trend has been slowly reversing the last few years. In an article in the Atlantic's City Lab, Richard Florida reviewed new data from the Brookings Institution's Metropolitan Policy Program. He joins us now. This research found the best large metro area in the United States to retain college grads from a two-year and four-year institution was the Detroit Metro.
Indeed, at nearly 80%. I think it was 77%. You know, and this is kind of very detailed research, the first of its kind, by a young man, a young economist named Jonathan Rothwell. What he did was, for thousands and thousands of two- and four-year institutions, colleges and universities across the country, go back and look at LinkedIn and other data about where students ended up in their career, essentially matching their university or college to their place of residence early in their career. And, you know, it's remarkable because for years and years, people like myself have been talking about the ability of cities and metropolitan areas to attract and retain young people. And if you look at great institutions, Harvard, MIT, Carnegie Mellon, where I taught, University of Michigan, lots of kids come from out of state and lots of kids are out of metro and lots of kids move on. What's interesting, though, is across the country, most kids who go to school locally end up staying in a metro, and that was just more pronounced for the greater Detroit area than anywhere else. Interestingly enough, Detroit did pretty well when we looked at four-year institutions as well. I think it had about a 70% retention rate overall. So I think the point of fact is that lots of kids who grew up in the greater Detroit metro tend to go to school there and stay there after college. When we look at the combined metropolitan areas of Ann Arbor, Detroit, and Lansing, those retention figures do not look so good. They look good, but they're not number one or number two or number three. Instead of retaining about three-quarters of all the kids, they end up being about 57% for all two- and four-year institutions and about 40% for all four-year institutions. So it is an issue of how you slice and dice the data, and I think while Detroit does well, it does well partly because there are these two fantastically important large institutions pretty darn close by, and if you put that all together, those retention rates look more normal. They don't look bad at all. They look fine, but they don't look extraordinary as you do when you just capture the Detroit metro.
State government has been talking about this talent gap for a time, and they cite that 40% loss figure that you just mentioned. The past governor came up with what she called a cool cities program to attract educated young people. The Michigan Municipal League has stressed a sense of place is important, and a decline in state revenue sharing is making cities less attractive. How does this disinvestment in cities affect retention of college grads, and how did the Detroit Metro escape the problem?
Well, it's stupid. And, you know, I worked a little bit with your previous governor, who I thought the world of, actually. I was surprised that more Michiganders didn't think the world of her. I thought she was terrific, actually. Much better than the current guy you have in there. Sorry about that. I don't want to get too political on you. But I think two things. One, the thing that has made Michigan a great state isn't all this baloney about industrial recruitment and keeping companies and bailing out industries. It's because you have great state-funded institutions like the University of Michigan and Michigan State and Wayne State, and the state should recommit to that. You don't have great state economies. Look at California, the great state university system. Look at the Texas boom, great state university system. You could literally look at North Carolina's technology triangle, great state university system. So one thing is that Michigan needs to remain resolute in continuing to fund these spectacular universities that it has. Second thing is, I think what's happening is Detroit is coming back on its own, not because of any federal policy, not because of a government bailout. I think it's for two reasons. One, people are fed up paying the prices of New York and San Francisco, where for $1 million you can't get a shoebox to live in. You know, people have just had it with that stuff. And so it's an opportunity for, you know, to use a hackneyed phrase, a cool, interesting, gritty, urbane, sophisticated, cosmopolitan city, just like Detroit. It's a moment, you know, it's a moment where Detroit, all of the things that have been going on there make it many much more attractive. And, you know, I'm talking to people all over the country who are thinking about Detroit, moving to Detroit, excited about Detroit. So I think that's what's happening, and it's Detroit's moment is now. Obviously, there's a lot to do. There's a lot of poverty and neglect and inequality in Detroit. There's a lot of things that have to happen to make the schools better. But it is a time now where cities like Detroit and Pittsburgh and Cleveland, I could go on, it's a long list, now have a shot at really leveraging the assets they have and beginning to attract more talent, more business, and more economic development.
It's been noted that the in-migration of millennials and college grads has never been that much less than the out-migration in Michigan. Has the brain drain narrative been exaggerated for some regions?
I think there's two things going on. I think there is an incredible high mobility of people from elite institutions. So, and it matters. You know, where kids from Harvard or NYU, Stanford, the University of Michigan, Carnegie Mellon, where those kids who tend to come from outside their state or metro go matter. This is the top talent in the world, and that is a signal of a place that can gain brains. And, you know, those kids go to superstar cities. They go to New York. They go to San Francisco. They go to L.A. Some of them are now going to Detroit. But I think the second part of the narrative that's been neglected, including myself neglecting it, is that there's a large talent dividend amongst local people. These are the people who grow up in a metro, who are tied to family or friends or their community, love it there, go to school locally and stay locally. And I think cities and metros need to play both games. You need to compete for the best and the brightest nationally and globally, and you need to compete for the best and the brightest in your town. And I would say one other thing, you know, a new study came out this week or last week that confirmed something we've known. About half of the founders of great, growing, innovating startup companies, about half of those founders were not born in the United States. And typically those founders don't come through Ellis Island like my Italian grandparents did. They come through a student visa to a great university, Michigan, a Michigan State, a Purdue, an MIT, a Carnegie Mellon. I think it's really important that metros and cities look to that foreign talent, especially in a time where we have just completely inane presidential candidates yelling about keeping immigrants out and closing the borders. I think it's really important that we focus on making our places really attractive to foreign students. And I think Michigan and Detroit, and particularly with this high level of immigration and immigrant communities it has, is a particularly attractive place to do that.
I want to ask you one final question, and the answer might seem obvious, but I want to get your take. Why is retaining college grads important to a region's economy?
One common metric we use to predict regional economic growth, regional growth in income, regional growth in wages, is the percentage of people with a bachelor's degree. It is highly correlated, according to innumerable studies, with how affluent, fast-growing, wealthy, happy, standard of livings. So really, the more educated your population is, the better. And one last thing. If you look at the mobility of the American population, there is one striking fact. People tend to move in their 20s, and their ability and capacity to move goes down from 30 to 40 to 50. A young person in their 20s after college is about 3 to 5 times more likely to move than someone in their 50s. So in other words, if you are the kind of place that college age, college graduates or graduate school people are picking to come to, you win the talent game. You know, if they pick you after college, the odds are many more of them are likely to stay there throughout their a career and through their family time. With the caveat I said, very importantly, a lot of kids, in fact, the majority of kids who go to college and university in a metro tend to stay there. So that needs to be a focus. How do we keep doing that well, and how do we utilize those kids? And then how do we compete for the best and the brightest who are graduating schools across the country? And fortunately now, Detroit seems to be doing a heck of a lot better than many people, including myself, seem to thought.
Richard Florida is a researcher, professor, and author of several books about urbanism. The most recent is The Rise of the Creative Class Revisited. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you, and have a great day.